Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers. Hi, and welcome to TGSTS Revisited, where Em and Mo revisit some of our favorite episodes of all time. So stay tuned and enjoy. Cheers.
You sent me one. It was a black guy who's married to a white woman who was mad about seeing black women with white men.
White men. Make that make sense. Hey, Momo, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
2023.
Gosh, first episode. We've been doing this, what, 3 years now? Almost two and a half? A long time.
It's like that meme. It's been 84 years. Like, it's literally a long time.
I'm stuck because I keep thinking, like, the pandemic years, although they count, I keep forgetting they count. And so, like, I was at the doctor and they asked me something and I was like, oh my gosh, 5 years! Like, dang, time flies! It's sad.
It does. I forget. The pandemic years are a blur.
Yeah.
From 2020 to now, like, it's all a blur. I've been doing my doctor stuff, too, trying to get healthy in the new year and stuff, and they're asking me, oh, when's the last time you had this done? This, and I was like, I could not tell you.
Right?
And then I had to wear a mask. That's all I remember.
That's how you know, mask or no mask. I pretty much stopped going to the doctor. I thought for sure I'd be dying. Wasting all this money on these tests and stuff. And they like, oh.
And you are normal. Healthy as heck.
Yep. Unremarkable. Normal. I'm like, oh.
Unremarkable. Man, I love that wording. Unremarkable. That sounds damn, about right. Unremarkable. Thank you.
That's what you want. Yeah.
Confirming all I've thought. Unremarkable. Okay.
I'm like, dang. And I was trying to do dry January, but now I'd have no incentive.
How's that going?
Going. It's fine. Like, I don't
been
mind.
So far?
Yeah. It's boring to me. Like, I prefer to be an alcoholic. It makes life more interesting. Like, riding a bike ain't gonna do nothing.
You know, I was thinking about this this morning, and I was like, you know what? I know what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, and I know what's programmed in me and what's, like, reality. But for me, it's like, this year, and this is, maybe this is a resolution. I just want to feel good. Okay. I'm just trying to be happy. Whatever it is, even if it's dysfunctional, that makes me happy. I'm trying to be happy. My reality needs to be happiness. And if it's like delusional, that's just where I'm living in delusion, because I need to feel good.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Right? I mean, riding a bike ain't going to do it, but maybe riding something else might get those endorphins going, you know?
My pony. Yeah, that does help.
I'm vegan.
I've been doing a lot of that in the new year.
Nice. I'm jealous. I ain't been doing nothing. My shrink was like, you got to please yourself. I'm like, F that. That's boring. I want to please myself.
Yeah,
I got time for you.
It is boring.
I'm not a fan, so.
You need a fan.
You right? Need a fan. Only fans.
Shoot. Well, it's a new year.
Fans.
But it's a new year. I don't know if we have new listeners. We may, because TikTok's been
hilarious.
So did you. But TikTok's been off the chain. And so I think we may have some new listeners who don't know who we are. So maybe we should let them know who we are, or maybe they need to go back and listen to some old episodes, the beginnings.
We're evolving, so, you know.
Yeah, we are. Devolving. What are we doing?
Who knows? We're changing.
It's a mess.
It said my connection is unstable. I feel attacked.
But yeah, I mean, if you've been listening this whole time, thank you. If you're
yes
new,
we appreciate y'all. Thank you for your support, even listening.
We love it. We love it.
And remember, we go live on IG on Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights. We're gonna start going live on TikTok.
Yes, I tested it out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, since we hit that 1,000, 1K, we're 1K and on. Can we talk about that just real quick before we get into our topic? This Black Girl Follow train has upset a lot of people, but it is really changing lives, I feel like. Like, it's like when we come together to do something, we come together and we get it done. And we are getting it done.
That's why they don't want us to be crabs in the barrel.
Beautiful. Yeah. I love it. Beautiful. It's good to see the support. Like, hey, you know what? We're going to do this thing. We're going to lift each other up. We've been invisible on the app. You're going to see us, period. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly
and
what we've done.
And stuff.
Brian,
included. F you.
And the thing is, it's not exclusionary. Because we got a few comments. We got a few comments that were like, oh, so I don't get a follow back? You could. All
if
we
you
are
follow
saying,
us, they didn't even follow us.
But all we're saying is, if you are a Black woman, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to engage with you. I'm going to support you and lift you up. We're not saying, if you're not Black, we're not doing it. You know what I mean? We're just letting you know, hey, sis, I'm here for the support, period. And people are triggered. Oh my gosh. It's hilarious. Triggered. But it's beautiful. And I guess that brings us to our topic today.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Well, you sent me this TikTok from the lovely Crystal Luster. Oh, yes, I did see it. So we're going to tag her in anything we put. But the original post is from Crystal Luster. And she brought to our attention something so beautiful. Okay, I love chili. I was chili for Halloween in like 1992, TLC.
No way,
whatever.
You were? That's hilarious.
Yeah, we have the same hair.
Do you have any pictures?
I put on the baggy clothes. I got to find it. And then, you know, I was 12 years old. I couldn't put, you know, they had condoms on back in the old school TLC day. They wore condoms everywhere. Very sex positive. But I couldn't. I went to a Catholic school. I couldn't do that. But I had on baggy clothes and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. No condoms. No condoms. No safe sex. No sex at all.
Just with the priest.
Stop. But Chili. We knew she went out with Nasty Stank Dick. What's his name? Usher. Right? They were together for a minute. Usher.
Guac, guac.
Oh! I'm like grossed out when I think about that. But Chili is now dating Sean from Boy Meets World. What's his name?
Matthew Lawrence. Lawrence's brother?
Yes. What happened to Joey Lawrence? Whoa. He had a lot of work done on his face, so he looks a mess. Like, he really does.
You said that, I think, and I looked him up and he looked fine to me.
I mean, he's fine.
He looked better than his brother. I mean, I feel like Matthew Lawrence looked like a Bieber or something.
He looks like Bieber is what he looks like. But Chili and Matthew Lawrence are together. In my mind, I don't even put them together in the same age bracket. But I mean, age doesn't matter, I guess, either. So
wait, how old are they? Let's see.
I don't know, but Chili and Matthew Lawrence are together. And people are here for it.
I think Lawrence is young. Oh, no, he's 42. He's our age.
Okay. How old is Chili?
He just got divorced this year, last year.
Oh, is this
So he got rebound. It's some rebound. Okay.
What? Rebound, but how old is Chili?
She's Rosanda older. Thomas.
Like Rosanda.
Oh, damn. She's 51, looking good like
Black, swooping him up.
The blackie don't cracky. Hey. The blackie don't cracky. Damn, she looked fine. She looked way better than
that. She does. She fit.
Ooh. Get it, Chili.
Well, she getting it. But in this TikTok she posted, she asked a question. She said, is there like a migration? Our Black woman, she's seeing a lot of a swirl. And you and I have been talking about this since since we met each other. We've been on the
day
swirl,
one.
Okay?
20 years almost.
Yes. And so she asked, and we're going to answer, like, is there a migration? What's the trend? More Black women with white men? This is kind of the opposite side of the coin, I guess, to what we've been talking about with the manosphere and the Black side of the manosphere.
The passport bros.
Oh, God. we got passports too, okay? Okay.
Okay. We got flights.
We've been using the passports. Have you seen From Scratch? Okay. But is there a trend? Is there the Great Migration? What is this? What's going on?
I mean, I don't have any data, but just, you know, just from observation, the ideal partner for a Black woman is over 6 foot, dark skin, you know, handsome Black man. That's what everybody wants. I mean, I'm here for it if anybody's available. I'm still, but that's like the thing. And so a lot of times you would find Black, you know, talking about people who like men in any form. They would say, I would rather be alone than go out of my race. They're almost disgusted by white men. And I don't know why.
I don't get that either, but I don't know.
But now people are seeing more select. I mean, you got Eve. I mean, you go back in the day.
Eve?
Yeah, Eve's husband is some white billionaire. And they, you know, she had kids. She had a kid over 40 and stuff. So people are out here dating interracially. Some people have always done it. Diana Ross, Tina Turner, those kind of people. But people are
coming through with facts, examples. People, I love it.
People are seeing more people like in the modern times. We got Gabby Sidibe. Right?
Serena, I know. I love Williams. That. Every time she posts on IG, I'm so happy for her. Like, right? I just get so happy.
And we're seeing like Black women, upwardly mobile Black women saying, I'm tired of just being alone. It's not worth it. And opening their minds. Like, the white men have been there. We know that. I mean, we've been dating them for a long time. But I don't think a lot of people knew that or opened themselves to it. And now it's becoming, there were sectors like, you know, different groups, Swirl and all that. But this, I feel like it's more authentic. It's just like people saying, you know, I'm just opening my mind. If someone comes along, I'm not looking for a white man. I'm definitely not. Like, I just want a kind human being. Like,
right.
Where they at? But it's like people are opening their mind and saying, wow. And even in the comments there, they were like, I never even thought about that. And the sad thing is, a lot of them were like, I never thought they would like me. And I'm just
I told
like,
you that in the last one of the last episodes is it was a very I've dated mostly white men because I've grown up around white men. But it's always a question of, are they interested in me? You know, and I think that's, again, we talked about programming and stuff. I think that's what's, for me, it's like, are you into this? Like, I don't know. Cause some, you know, you get this image in your head that I know my man, my husband is white. But with him, I was like, I don't know. I don't know what your family is like. I don't know what, you know, your upbringing and your whatever is like. And I mean, this is going to sound real dumb, but when I met his family and saw that there were Black people in his family, I was like, okay.
Wait, he got Black people in his family?
Yeah. I mean, he's got cousins. What? His aunt's married to a Black man.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. See, learn something.
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's mixed kids in the family, that type of thing. But I've had different experiences where I've dated white men who did not have any diversity in their family. And that's a totally different experience. And so there was some apprehension in whether or not this person's like into me for the long haul. Can they get down and understand? Or are we just having fun? Right. So
That's where I was most of the time, because it's like, I knew they liked me. I knew they were attracted.
And my
to
novelty.
Me.
Always, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it's like a lot of them had like maybe didn't even have Black friends or they never had dated anyone. Mm. A lot of them have dated Asian women. It's so odd.
We did that in a previous episode. Yeah. You know, that's the number one interracial marriage relationship.
Yeah. Asian I know white, one for white a men, fact Asian is married women. To now married to an Asian woman, but the rest who are married are a couple are married to Asian women, and the rest are like with Black women, because, you know, I mean, gotta check up.
Yeah, of course. come on I would be disappointed if you didn't. but I think that and I don't know, we try to get not too deep on it, but I think that that's maybe a historical thing. White men can have anybody they want, they can have anything they want. Whereas as a Black woman, if I am interested in a white man, can I have that? Are you interested in that? As opposed to a white man saying, I'm going to take this, this is what I like. So I think it's approached maybe from different viewpoints or different starting points.
I never, like, I must have lived in delusion. Maybe I blame Zach.
I love
who is
living
also
there.
Asian.
Yes, from,
Saved by the Bell.
I didn't know either. Yeah. I didn't know until I was an adult. I was like, okay.
Right. He was passing. But yeah,
Indonesian,
so
I think, right?
Yeah, Indonesian and white. Yeah, and it's like I never, because
he looks handsome
men,
too. To
white
this
boys,
day.
White men, they've always been so nice to me and like friendly with me, and they always talk to me first. And I'm like, I consider myself pansexual. Like, I'm more of an energy person, but I'm not gonna go talking to people. I've tried and failed at it, and I don't feel confident enough.
It's awkward.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable. I want to be approached. And it's also ego. Yeah, it's my ego. And it's also like, I want to see what it feels like for somebody to come at me. You know, I don't want to go begging for somebody. Not that they're begging, but so they, like you said, because they know they can have whatever they want, or they have more confidence, I guess. And so that's all that's talked, you know, mainly talked to me. So that's when we talked about that on another pod.
I feel like it's not a migration then, because this in this TikTok, she's like, is there a migration? Are we making a shift? And I feel like it's always been. And I guess it depends on where you live and what circles you move in. But I feel like it's always been. I remember when I moved to DC, and I remember clearly in my brain, and I'm in the car with my husband, we're at Costco, and I saw a dark skinned woman with a redhead, tall, fit white man.
Yeah.
And I, you and I, like, I tried to take a picture, you know, and send you, we used to send pictures back and forth, swirl, just, you know, shoot the picture, whatever. It's almost like, you know, seeing it in the wild, like it's a thing. It's been a thing. Yeah, sending the pictures, you know, we would do this back and forth, like through our 20 year plus friendship or whatever.
Yeah.
Swirl. And just letting each other know, like, this is happening. This is, people are doing, and this has been since the early 2000s. So I don't think there is a migration. Maybe we're talking about it more because we're talking about relationships in general more. We're talking about Black men kind of, I don't know the word. I wanted to say defecting.
Divesting, I think they call it.
Divesting. You know, you've got the passport bros, you've got all that kind of stuff. So now maybe we're taking a closer look at preferences and being open, like you said, being open to something new, since, you know,
something new. That was a movie with Sanaa Lathan.
Really? I love Sanaa Lathan.
It was called Something New, and she was dating a white guy.
Yeah.
And they have a new version with Jonah Hill and Lauren London coming out called
Jonah.
It's like a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. So Eddie
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen the trailers for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that's an age old thing.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's based on real stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like my issue, like, now that you've said that, it makes sense. Like, I don't know if I felt confident in these interracial relationships or dating. I knew I could get them. I knew they were sexually attracted to me, but as far as anything else, I didn't really know, because I felt like we come from different families. So with the I'm thinking way down the line, I ain't get to the second date. Like, would the family accept me? Is this going to be some kind of controversy? Is this a secret? You know, are you going to hide me from your relatives and stuff? You know,
you can't let that get in the way, though. You got to just let it play out.
I was overthinking, so I would kind of sabotage, I guess. But yeah, I never thought about that, because it's like a lot of people I'm seeing, like even Gabby Sidibe, they're dating people who, like, I think her husband is some kind of CEO of a company or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so they're dating people within their Serena Williams and the founder of Reddit or whatever. Yeah.
So you have a commonality then.
Yeah.
And that's what it's based off of. Race can't be the only thing you have in common. There are other things, you know, especially, you said, upwardly mobile Black woman, education levels, income levels, you're going to be put in a different bracket. And we've talked about this before, where, and this is all over podcasts and stuff like that, Black men are not attaining the same level of education, income, you know, career, you know, professional level as Black women. And so it's like, is race the only thing we have in common? And why are we sticking to that and holding on to it so tightly, when we can find other people of whatever race that we have more in common with, that we can have lasting relationships with? So, I mean, I think it's less about race and maybe more about just taking people for where they are and saying, hey, we have this in common.
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. You know?
And I agree, because I felt like people would always put it, even my mom, before she passed, oh, you're going to marry a white man. First of all, how you know it's going to be a man? Like, you don't know.
And then you put an extra on it.
Right. But it's also like, I'm an awkward Black girl. I'm a neurodivergent ABG. Person. Yeah. So it's like, I'm attracted to kind of dorky people. And it's limited when it comes to, you know, now we have the blurs coming out. Like, people are being more confident, showing their face. But it's like, the people I'm attracted to weren't really showing their faces. Like, I didn't, like, the dorky Black guys I knew were all dating white girls. So it's like,
or not dating.
Yeah. Or I didn't know them. Yeah. Like, I didn't see them. So who knows? So,
I love a nerd.
Yeah. I love nerds. I mean, or dorks, whatever you call them. I love them.
Love it. So it's not a new trend. It's been,
I don't think so. Been happening, but it's a younger generation. Maybe the Gen Z or the Gen Millennials are now seeing it, and it's also expanding to groups of people who may not have seen it as much. People, like I said, that 6 foot, you know, dark skin, chocolate, they like, that's a rarity. You're gonna sit here waiting for that, or you're gonna go out and live life? And like you said, it's more than race. It's the human being. Like,
I think it might be I don't want to say trending, but I think it may be more in our faces now that we have all of this social media, and we were on lockdown for all this time. So all you had was social media to scroll through, and you were seeing people outside of your bubble and seeing I mean, maybe if you grew up in a homogeneously black neighborhood, you may not have known that that was even
an option.
I think
that's the key. I think that group is what they're talking about. Whereas I grew up in a military environment. Right. So I grew up with
a lot of diversity,
mostly, you know, black men and other women, but I still grew up around a lot of diversity. So it wasn't anything uncommon to me. And like you said, we would send pictures and stuff. Like, it wasn't anything new. And I just felt like almost ashamed. I think we talked about this about it. Like, I didn't feel safe. And I think that's why we sent the pictures and stuff to, like, this is more common than you think. Like, this is out there.
Everywhere.
It's normal. Everywhere. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. I mean, I'm kind of hoping for the day where we don't, it's not a conversation. Like, we don't have to look at black men dating white women and being like he's saying this about,
he's being looking at date. Us.
Well, because they're getting real extra. They really are with their YouTubes, their podcasts, their
You sent me one. It was a black guy who's married to a white woman who was mad about seeing black women with white men.
White men. Make that make sense.
It was so validating because I cannot tell you the amount of times my friends and I give each other the side eye, like, why is this guy looking at us and he's with this woman? Like, it's almost like he wants us to see, like, ooh, look, I don't care. Like,
I don't know you and I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Okay? It's like a game. And I'm like, I don't understand it.
I'm just happy for anybody who can find happiness. Yeah, same.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm just happy to see people who found somebody because it's hard out here.
It is hard.
I'm ready for my person. Shit, I don't care what they are. I'd rather they be an alien shit at this point.
Y'all can beam up together.
Beam me up.
But it's 2023, y'all. We're going to find Mo some love.
Right? Y'all got some friends?
Yeah. What about your friend? Bringing it full circle. Back to Chili.
Right? I'm fun. Clean, cootie clean, got it checked.
Got a job, you know, responsible.
Living.
Adult life, you know. Yep.
Yeah. Just want to experience. I may not even like it, you know. May not even like it, but I want to find out.
Are you talking about black men? Any men?
No, just dating.
Women? Anybody?
Yeah, any humans. I already got dumped by a trans priest, so, you know. Oh, well, that wasn't even done, but ghosted.
If you're new to the pod, we do a lot of talking about dating and relationship stuff, so we may have some stories in the upcoming episodes. But it's hard out there. So if you can find love, whatever race, whatever gender, whatever, I'm happy. Ooh, you know what, there's a lot of that, and I'm kind of curious about that, like the furries or what, like all that, all the kinks and all the weird stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old to even understand what that's about.
I feel like it makes sense because we talk about this. Well, I don't know if I talk about it with you, but a lot of times I'll sit next to a date or something. And I've experienced this. I think we just talked about this where the man, when it's like a man and a woman, the man is talking at you. And it's like, dude, like, I don't want you sitting here just talking like I'm not in here. I'm just supposed to be gassing you up. And so the doll take is perfect. You know, the mouth is shut. You know, they got a hole. That's all they
need. You better stop them blow up dolls. Oh, Lord.
These are
all these men walking around the street. Person.
These are like $5,000 to $10,000 dolls.
Who was buying that?
Older men. I mean, I've seen this, like, been older white guys. Yeah. Nobody wants them.
Why? I mean, is it that hard out there? That they're like, I don't even want to put the effort. They don't want to put the effort in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's disgusting.
No, you up here, you got to clean it out. Like, where's stuff going? Like, ooh, I don't want to. Gross. I don't want to.
Oh, no. No. Mm-mm.
Marrying these dolls. Damn, dolls getting more play than me, man.
They can't consent. There's no consent required for a doll.
Exactly.
That's probably good part point. Of it, too.
That's a big part. Yep.
So they don't have to do it. I mean, it's just, it's ready and ready to go. Ugh. Mm.
Nasty.
I've seen a lot of that on TikTok too. Is a lot of a lot of men who are trying to check other men, and they're saying stuff like, "Why do you feel that a woman exists to be submissive to you? Why do you feel that you have some greater intellect or greater understanding of how life goes that you need to be in control of a woman?" And that's just such a weird dynamic to me. I've never experienced that in a relationship where someone was trying to control me and make me submit. I don't know where that's happening. It feels like there is a new, maybe it's with the incel stuff, a new resurgence of this attitude, like reclaim your masculinity. Masculinity? Did I say that right? It felt weird. Reclaim your masculinity. Be the man, be the king of the household, make her submit. And it's like, what? Why are we trying? This is part of that Make America Great Again. We're trying to go back to the times of, you know, people telling you
people
what to
feel
do.
Powerless. They want to feel control. Like,
who needs power? As long as you're in control of your own personal situation, that's fine.
They're wired. A lot of people are wired like that. I mean, we are animals. Crazy.
That's weird to me, though. It's like,
I agree.
You got to cook and clean and do all this for me. Even though you're working a full-time job and taking care of kids and doing all this stuff, you also have to take care of me. Like, you need to go home to your mama. What is that?
Right. But I think that's what it was. Like, at a certain time, it was like you went from your mom to your wife, who was going to do everything your mom did and some. So I think that's the difference now.
And then your girls were raised to take that role on, whereas now we're not raising our daughters. Hopefully we're not raising our daughters to fill that role.
But I feel
I'm not
like
raising mine
far.
To be like that.
I feel like it's too far. Like, a lot of, like, there are articles and things coming out about how white women go to undergrad and that's where they meet their spouses. Like, I wasn't even allowed to date. It was almost like, I'll beat your ass if you out here dating, being fast in these streets. Yeah. And it's like, dang, I was so scared to date. I didn't even date. I didn't even think about meeting a husband. Like, school was about academics. I did try to date at some point, but it was not a priority. It was more about school and education and graduating and getting a job and all that stuff.
I think I sent you, I don't know if I sent you a TikTok on that too, but somebody was dropping facts about that. Like, when Black women go to college, it's different from when white women go to college. Mm-hmm. So a lot of, and this is, I don't have stats, this could be BS. Don't come for me. So when white women are going to Harvard and Yale, I mean, sure, there are women going to be doctors and lawyers and things like that, but they're going there because they're in the same socioeconomic circles to meet their match. They are getting in due to some sort of family
nepotism, legacy,
right? Mm-hmm. Legacy. And they're going to meet their husbands and that's it. Whereas when Black women are going to schools, they are going for their education to better their lives, get the degree, not the MRS, but the actual like BA, BS, MD, JD, whatever. And so when you talk about, oh, all these white women are getting engaged and da da da, yeah, because that's what they went for. Yeah. That's what they went for.
Yep.
And Black women aren't. And I think, I mean, if you made the shift, I guess if you went to school with that in your mind, you know, maybe more Black women, Asian women, whoever, if that's what they're going for, that's your goal, that's what you would attain. That was, you know, but it's not. That's crazy to me too, because I don't think I ever really thought about that. I mean, I went to, in college, I wasn't thinking about, gotta find my husband here.
Yeah. Well, you met your husband in grad school. So
yeah, in law school. Yeah, but I definitely wasn't looking for him there. He's seven years my junior. That was not, that's not on the list. That's not on the list, okay? So I had to reach deep down in that cradle and rob it. But
I know, I'm like, shoot, I'm gonna be Jenny and Samit, my boo just being born right now.
Stop. Ooh, could you imagine?
I know that's gonna be a sad 30 years. What I'm supposed to do in the meantime?
Lord. Oh, I don't know. I don't think there's an importance put on finding somebody that young anyways. Like in college. I don't know. Is that still important? Are people still getting married out of college?
Yeah, because I'm meeting people, you know, closer to my age talking about their kids getting engaged or going, you know, so I'm.
Wow.
I don't think it's happening as much, but they're still doing it. and
was that not the moment? That's the TikTok that's been going around when Black people hear something.
We both stopped. You got to cut that out if that's true. That's hilarious.
No, I got to cut that out and put it in response to somebody else's stuff.
That's what I mean.
Real life moment. We both were.
But yeah, like, I even noticed that in the workplace, all the white people, they hit those milestones. They get engaged. Mm. They get married. They have kids. Like, every single one of them. It's just not even a question. And I'm just like, the blacks.
My blacks. Who said
not
that?
So much.
Trump said that?
The men.
My blacks.
Not so much. And if they do, it's mostly the men and usually with a non-black. Black!
Put an extra stank on it. Black! Yeah.
Not the blacks. So, I mean, whatever. I don't really care, to be honest. I don't care what anybody does, who they screw in, as long as it's not kids or anything illegal. And I need to get, you know, I'm worried about myself.
Get yours.
Like,
you need.
I'm tired. This is, my friend was like, oh, you should, life is more than dating. I'm like, duh, I know that. But damn, I done lived my life. I done traveled the world and done everything.
Yeah.
I'm ready to experience this natural human thing that we're all supposed to experience, or if we
that's a little, I mean, I don't know, no disrespect to your friend that said that, but that's a little invalidating. If that's what you are focused on and that's what you are looking for in your life, then focus on it, you know. That's okay. So I don't know, I mean, as long as it's not to the exclusion of like living your life, you're not up in your house talking about, oh, gotta get that
you know. Now you gotta go outside, like I'm going outside, but I still hope, like, it's, I guess I can understand, because it's like a hopelessness. Like, how are you going to be hopeless and hopeful at the same time? But I don't know.
They're out there. I mean, maybe that's something we could put out and maybe focus. It's just like, how are people meeting people? I mean, the Kendra G show, right? That's something that you had told me about.
That was
different things like that, though. Like, there's new ways that are just mind-blowing to me that people are meeting. And so there's people out there meeting.
I go to these, like, I went to a mixer the other day, and this was for lesbians, so it was for women. I'm not gonna go talk to a woman, so unless she talks to me first, it's like useless. So
but you can make friends out of that situation too. It doesn't always have to be like,
it doesn't have to be,
we're gonna get together, you know. You just making connections,
tell your friends to get with my friends.
Ooh,
and, you know,
we can more be friends.
I feel like, honestly, organic connect, like, as much as I'm on the apps because I feel like that's the only way to be proactive, I feel like the organic connections, friends of friends, are the best.
I will look.
I'm going to go on your LinkedIn.
Cough, cough, wink, wink. Oh, I deleted my LinkedIn. What's the point?
Oh, dang.
What's the point? I don't even mess with LinkedIn anymore. What is the point?
The Great Migration is the Great Migration. Loving versus Virginia.
Let's take it all the way back. It's been a thing.
Way back.
It's been a thing, but I'm happy. I'm happy for Chili. I didn't know Matthew Lawrence was newly divorced. Hopefully he can get his groove back. I don't know what they're doing, but maybe they can help each other out or whatever.
I feel like these are just things to give us something to talk about, because this could be a fling. I mean, the guy just got divorced. So it's like,
well, her PR person was saying this is the happiest she's
happiest.
Ever
seen,
which is like, dang, that's
so it's a
like,
PR stunt.
I mean, yeah. Cause why else is she talking about it?
Yeah.
And what has Chili been doing lately, anyways? I mean, we made a whole episode about
reality
TV. So I guess we do care.
I love me some Chili. I just always thought Chili was cute.
Yeah, I think she's adorable. And she's older, but I feel like she's just like youthful. And like just cute. Yeah, something about her is just, of the three ladies, Chili was always my favorite. So, yep. Well, that's what they're doing.
And you'll never hear about it. Like a lot of the athletes, it'll be the white ones who are married to a black woman. Like there was a picture going on of like the guys in the NBA or NFL, and all the black men were with white women, and the one white guy was with a black woman. And it's like,
I feel like some of it's culture too, especially basketball culture. I feel like there's a lot of like the culture itself is kind of like hip hoppy, black, urban, like.
Yeah, and a lot of those black men are married to black women too. That people try.
You know
to
what
make
I saw?
Like not.
I don't know who the NASCAR people are, but there was some reality TV show on one of the networks, and it was two NASCAR, a driver and his like manager or whatever, and they're best friends, and they're married, and their wives are best friends, and one of the wives is a black woman, and I was like, NASCAR? What? Mm-hmm. NASCAR?
The January 6th, one of those January 6th dudes' wife was black. Is black. And got a little baby.
Damn. I have no comment.
It's been
on
there.
That. I can't
keep your eyes open. Yep. Love who you want to love. Get some love, and love is good.
And then just don't do it at the expense of somebody. You don't need to talk about anybody else. Just talk about what you're doing. Leave everybody else alone.
Exactly. It shouldn't be come up. Like I ain't trying to date somebody.
Yeah.
Come up. Like I want
to. I'm trying to.
I want to come. I mean, wait.
I cannot. We're done.
No comment.
This is not child. This is not a family friendly show.
No.
Before.
This is not for the come up. This is for the come on. Come on.
Come on. Ooh, come on with it.
Skate.
I'm glad we're back.
Yay.
All right. Well, I gotta do kid stuff. I gotta do laundry and do.
Oh, I'm gonna make me some lunch. Mm. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye, boo.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. Love is blind, despite the world's attempts to give it eyes.